Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The voice of St. Louis. News that matters to you. KMOX.
What's up, Mid-America? Welcome to At Your Service. It's Mike Elam in tonight. Tough night for the Billikens. I mean, when you come back from 18 and you actually take the lead, I really thought they were going to turn that thing around. But being a guy who works for i3 Broadband, I appreciated the i3 Broadband three-point shot of the night. So that was awesome. So Matt and Jonathan are here with me tonight. They are making sure that we are keeping everything rolling. We should have a pretty good evening tonight. We've got a short night tonight because of the Billiken game. But later on this hour, we're going to talk to Mike Archer. He is running for St. Louis County Council. So coming up later on this year, welcome to election year, by the way. So your life is getting ready to turn into political hell. Just get used to that, because that's where we're going to be. Obviously, there's a presidential campaign that I think we pretty much know who the two candidates are going to be for that. But we'll see how it plays out. Who knows? With this year, anything could happen. I mean, 23 was crazy. 24 is like, here, hold my beer. We're going to see how this thing goes. But in St. Louis County, you have your even number seats that are up. So seats 2, 4, and 6 are going to be up. Kelly Dunaway came out and announced that she is not going to run for re-election. So she's held the seat since 2019. She is in District 2, and that's Bridgeton, Maryland Heights, Hazelwood, St. Anne, Woodson Terrace, Breckenridge Hills that are all part of her stuff, Creve Court, part of Chesterfield, part of Olivet. It's funny, she said, politics is not my jam. Well, then local politics is definitely a jam. Probably not the way that she wanted it to be. So she is not going to run for re-election. But Mike Archer is going to primary Ernie Trakas out in District 6. There's only 3 Republicans who are on the council right now. And Ernie Trakas is that Republican on the council that they're never quite sure where he's going to go, because half the time he votes with the Democrats and half the time he votes with the Republicans. So we're going to talk to Mike Archer a little bit later on this hour and find out what's going on with that. And why does he want to get into something that Kelly Dunaway says is just not her jam? So we'll find out if it's going to be Mike's. I guess Mike will find that out if he actually wins. After the 9 o'clock hour, after the news at the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Wendy Hausman. Wendy is a state rep in St. Charles County, and today kicked off the 2024 legislative session in Jefferson City. Speaking of hold my beer, watch how crazy this is going to be. I'm curious to see how today went, because most folks are saying that this is probably going to be a absolutely nothing happens in Jefferson City in 2024. And one of the reasons why they're saying that is because you have so many lawmakers that are running for other offices. And in some cases, you have folks that are running against one another, and they're going to try and get some bills passed. Well, typically, when you're trying to get a bill passed, you want to make as many headlines that said, or whenever you're going to run for election, you want to get as many bills passed and make as many headlines as you can while the session is going on, because that's how people notice you, right? You get free media. So with so many people running for statewide office or running against each other, from going from the House into the Senate or something else, there's a good chance that everybody's going to stop the other people from getting something done. So if you thought we didn't get anything done last year, there's a real good chance we're not going to get anything done this year. But we'll talk to Wendy and find out what's going on there. Jennifer Giles is going to join us from Francis Howe School District coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour. Francis Howe has made a lot of news, but we're not going to talk to her about that. We're going to talk to her about what's going on with the school district in a program that they've done where they actually invite taxpayers inside of the schools. It's Francis Howe's way of saying, hey, we want you to actually see what's going on in the school district. And it's not about just the headlines that you hear and here's a program here or here's a program there. They actually are bringing people in and they're spending the day at the school. And they're going to be able to see what's going on inside their school district. So all of that is coming up. There's a whole lot that we have to get done. And we've only got about an hour and 15 minutes to work it all in there. So my name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service on News Talk 1120. Coming up on the other side of this break, we are going to talk to Mike Archer. We'll find out. Are you sure politics is going to be your jam? I don't know. Thanks for listening to News Talk 1120, KMOX.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Live and local, this is St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Mike Elam sitting in the seat tonight. You know, they were just talking about winter weather. The good news is we're not going to have that tomorrow. You got an overnight low of about 28, but you got a high tomorrow of 41. So based on today, heat wave. Well, at least you're over 40. So we'll see where that goes. It actually doesn't look like we're going to have anything really bad in terms of weather until Monday or Tuesday of next week. So enjoy the rest of your week. It's tough getting back in the swing of things after being off for the holidays. So you got to figure out, what's my rhythm, man? My 2024 rhythm, what's it going to be? If you're going to run for office, it's tough getting into that rhythm, especially if you haven't run for office before. And Mike Archer is decided that he's going to throw his hat in the ring for St. Louis County Council in District 6, and he joins us on the radio now. Mr. Archer, how are you?
Thanks. It's good to be with you, and Mr. Archer was my father. I'm Mike.
Well, okay? Mike, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us tonight on At Your Service. You know, I was reading the story earlier today that came out in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Kelly Dunaway over in District 2 has said she's not going to seek re-election. And I thought it was funny with her quote that she said, "Politics is not my jam." I guess with the way that politics has been lately, I don't know that it's much of anybody's jam. And I say that as somebody who is an elected official out in St. Charles County. So what is making you say, I want to be a part of the circus that is St. Louis County Council?
Well, first of all, I can provide a positive influence to the council. They're going to know that I'm going to be stable and provide stability. I spent 17 years in the prosecuting attorney's office in St. Louis County. I'm still kind of bummed over that St. Louis U game because I'm a St. Louis U grad.
Sorry about that.
I got my undergrad, my master's there. And with that, you know, I've got a lot of things that I can offer. One of the things that I can offer is a lot of my practice, I'm a lawyer, a lot of my practice deals with business formations. I deal a lot with the South County Police Business Association. We were having a meeting, and afterwards, we were talking about the fact that developers and business people cannot get a call back from Ernie Trakas's office. And we were sitting there saying, well, maybe somebody needs to run against him. And, you know, this was after lunch, and there was silence, and I looked up from taking notes, and everybody was just kind of looking at me. And I'm like, okay, guys, the last time I ran for office was 1973 as class president for Parkway North. And fortunately, I won that election, and that was the last election I was ever involved in.
But, you've had a little time off in between elections.
Yeah, I have. I've had a little bit of time off. And, you know, the other part of my practice is that I'm an appointed guardian ad litem for abused and neglected children. And service is just kind of part of my fabric because God has blessed me with a lot of opportunities in terms of education, in terms of law school, in terms of people that I've worked with that have mentored me. And after these years, it's time for me to kind of step up and help. And I feel like it can help with my business background, knowing St. Louis County politics. And believe me, I'm not going to get sworn in on a Dr. Seuss book either, speaking to Kelly. So I think that that was her downfall with the very swearing in. But, you know, we'll leave that as it is. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, has really gotten to me is the fact that many years ago when I was in the prosecutor's office, I worked with this Detective Sergeant Tim Fitch,
Yes.
Who was a very dedicated homicide detective, and he and I worked a bunch of homicides. And we've kind of kept in touch, and, you know, Tim's got that same attitude of giving back and helping the community, and that's exactly what I want to do, is give back and help the community, because I've got the time, talent, and treasure that I want to donate to St. Louis County and get them back on track. The other thing that I kind of wanted to mention, Mike, is the fact that 6th District is the largest unincorporated area in St. Louis County. And with the developers not getting calls back, with the businesses not getting calls back, it's a situation where this could be an economic engine down here in South County and help with that budget deficit. As you know, with you sitting on the St. Charles County Council, we've got to balance that budget. That budget is out of control. We could either do spending or we can do, watch our spending cuts, and we can raise revenue. I think we can do both, especially down here in South County. There's a lot of areas where we can benefit and raise tax revenue. Ernie has put a hold on like the weekends only development with Social House. And that's already been approved by planning and zoning. There's been another hold on another planning and zoning approval that would provide good jobs. First of all, construction jobs to get those refurbished. And second of all, people would be coming down here for the drinks, the entertainment, and the wholesome activities that we have. So that's where I feel like I can really be of benefit to the constituents of St. Louis County.
Well, obviously, I should go back and talk about this, because I just said that you were running against Ernie Trakas. I didn't say you were running as a Republican. So that's obviously something I should have clarified as we went through that. When you're going through this and you're looking at, I mean, obviously, the council cut $14 million in talking about the budget. And
right.
Sam Page wanted to raise taxes in doing that. So I'm going to guess, based on everything that you just said, raising taxes is probably not going to be something that you're going to be in favor of.
Oh, that you're definitely correct on that. We have adequate revenue resources available to us, especially if we utilize what we have down here in South County. This is an economic engine waiting to happen, and that has been stymied. And with that, if we did raise those, if we raise the revenues down here, there wouldn't be a need for additional taxes. Additionally, if we cut spending, and Sam Page is still lamenting over the fact that, you know, that $14 million was cut, and I think more needs to be cut. And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here about, you know, the budget line items that I think that should be cut, but there's definitely things that should be cut. The other thing that has really irritated me is that I work with a lot of NGOs, charitable organizations, like with through the Knights of Columbus, through Special Olympics, and where Sam Page has refused to spend the ARPA money for those NGOs. And I'm kind of like, what is going on with that? That's not his money. And he said he doesn't have the staff in which to write the checks. And I mean, somebody wrote the check for his salary. Why can't they write the check for those NGOs too?
It would make sense.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's not his money. He's acting like a petulant child that didn't get his way on the budget. And I'm sorry, I'm blunt. I'm Irish. All right.
I think people appreciate politicians who are transparent and people who are willing to say what's on their mind and not dance around the words. I wanted to let everybody know that we're talking with Mike Archer. He's running against Ernie Trakas for St. Louis County Council in District 6, which is South County, basically, is that area. It's a big area to cover. When you're running for a brand new election in something like this, how do you let everybody know that you're there? How do you put together a plan, put together a team that takes on somebody? Because Ernie's been there for quite a while, so getting your name out there is really going to be a struggle.
Yeah, and, you know, I belong to a lot of organizations, and I belong to them before I even contemplated running for office. So you know, I've got a lot of really, really good support. I mentioned the South County Police Business Association, Oakville Chamber of Commerce, Tesson. I've got the Oakville and president of the Oakville Republican Club. And I'm very familiar with all of the Republican players, Renee Artman, the Tesson people, and people along those lines. So they know I'm running, and I'm getting my name out there bit by bit. And probably in March, after the filing, we're going to start knocking on doors. And, you know, I'm going to be knocking on doors. I'm going to be talking to people. I'm going to be going to every function that I can. And, you know, basically Ernie's been MIA. And that's the major factor, because, you know, I supported Ernie. And with him dropping off of the landscape, the face of the earth, we're just kind of like, where are you? What are you doing? And we are your constituents. And that has been the major concern. So that's how I've been doing it. It's just by word of mouth and getting out there and talking with people.
So that's Mike Karcher. He is running for county council in St. Louis County for District 6. Mike, if somebody wants to learn more about you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at archerforcountycouncil.com.
Excellent.
And Jamie Murphy is my treasurer. You probably know that name, too. I've got a lot of good mentors with the Jim Murphy, state rep, my state rep, Mike O'Donnell. So, you know, I've been talking to them as well, too.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the radio tonight, and we'll be following the campaign as you go forward.
Well, thank you very much, and it was very good talking with you.
Mike, we appreciate the time. Good luck with everything. We'll follow up as we get closer. That's Mike Karcher. My name is Mike Elam. You're listening to At Your Service on Newstalk 1120 KMOX. On the other side, we're going to talk with State Representative Wendy Houseman and find out, how did the first day of session go? At Your Service on Newstalk 1120 KMOX. That Maria Kina. She's a pro. Thanks for all the highlights. I was laughing. I shouldn't laugh when you talk about the police car driving into the building. But if you see the video of it, you're like, hey, look, St. Louis police are creating drive-thrus. That's just how this is working. That building's not supposed to have a drive-thru, but it does now. So film at 11. We'll see how that works. So what did you do today? Did you have a good day back? Did you get back in the flow of what you were supposed to be doing? It's tough when you've been off for the holidays. I don't know about you, but I took last week off. I took it off from my full-time job, and then I ended up working in radio for most of the week. But it when you take that week off over the holidays, and then you go back, it's just tough to get back in the rhythm. Imagine you've been off since, I don't know, say May of last year. And now you're coming back and you're trying to get back into the rhythm. Well, that's what happened with the Missouri legislature today. Today was the first day of school, as you may want to call it. It's their first day back in Jeff City and getting everything going. And thank goodness we have State Representative Wendy Houseman, who is generous enough with her time to join us at Your Service on KMOX tonight at almost 9:08. Wendy, thank you very much for staying up and being on the show with us. How was your very first day back?
Interesting, Mike, I have to say. We had one of the first things that we got to see that was different this year in the House was you now see flags that are at all of the doors in our offices. Not all of them, but like if you choose to have them, you can have them now, because last year we could not have them. So that was just a nice thing to start our session off with, is having those flags in the hallways like the Senate. The Senate was allowed to do it, but the House was not. So,
well, hang on for a second. I didn't know about that. Why were you not allowed to have them last year?
That was just the rules. And as a freshman, I just thought, okay, this is how it's supposed to go. I got to, you know, kind of figure this, you know, lots of stuff out. But, yeah, we didn't have flags, and we weren't not allowed to have them. And so, you know, when people come for pictures or, you know, you want to, you know, see the House offices, our House, we weren't allowed to have them. But you go over in the Senate and they have them, you know, proudly, you know, out. And I think they're beautiful. And it's just, a great sight to see. And, you know, it honors the people who served our country. And so, you know, I'm glad and happy to have them back.
That's very cool. Well, I mean, you touched on it that last year you were a freshman. So last year when you went in, a year ago at this time, you were still, I'm sure, pretty wide-eyed and trying to figure out, okay, what's this going to be like? I know people had told you, and I know you'd spent a lot of time at the Capitol kind of prepping for what you were about to do, but how was today different than this time a year ago when you walked in for your very first time?
Well, I have a lot better idea of what I'm doing. Last year, it was kind of like I had the idea in theory, but now I've actually done it. You know, I've been on the House floor. I've spoken on the House floor. I've, you know, met with muscle lobbyists. I know many of them. And so it's just a totally different ballgame. And it's kind of like coming back and you're really good friends, and some you even consider family. You know, you're seeing them again. You haven't seen them in a while. And so, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling to come back to.
Now, you don't really have new people, I guess. Well, you may have a couple of new members. I didn't know if anybody went away over the course and any seats got filled. But typically, you're coming back, and this is an election year. Last year was not. So you keep pretty much the same people. Do you change offices, or do you keep the same office of where you were?
We could keep our same office.
Okay. I kind of figured it would work that way.
A few people who've, you know, changed around, but for the most part, I kept my office. Most people do.
So what was the big story today, other than getting flags, of course, which I think is a nice touch, but other than window dressing, for lack of a better term, what was the big thing that happened today?
The speaker came and he talked, and he, you know, opened our the House and the session up this morning. And so, you know, he kind of talked about some of the things that, you know, we are working on. Although we, behind the scenes, you know, we've already been back. I met for Appropriations Committee in December. So, like, I've already been back and doing some work that we didn't do last year, obviously. So we're already getting started. But, I mean, some of the, you know, big issues that we really worked on last year and just couldn't get them through, we're going to, you know, push again and try to get those. And we have a different strategy. So, you know, it's just all about kind of like teamwork. So I'm kind of optimistic as a freshman, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I see, you know, our leadership is coming together, Speaker Plocker and...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
At your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX, that Maria Kina. She's a pro. Thanks for all the highlights. I was laughing. I shouldn't laugh when you talk about the police car driving into the building. But if you see the video of it, you're like, hey, look, St. Louis police are creating drive-thrus. That's just how this is working. That building's not supposed to have a drive-thru, but it does now. So film at 11. We'll see how that works. So what did you do today? Did you have a good day back? Did you get back in the flow of what you were supposed to be doing? It's tough when you've been off for the holidays. I don't know about you, but I took last week off. I took it off for my full-time job, and then I ended up working in radio for most of the week. But it when you take that week off over the holidays, and then you go back, it's just tough to get back in the rhythm. Imagine you've been off since, I don't know, say May of last year. And now you're coming back and you're trying to get back into the rhythm. Well, that's what happened with the Missouri legislature today. Today was the first day of school, as you may want to call it. It's their first day back in Jeff City and getting everything going. And thank goodness we have State Representative Wendy Houseman, who is generous enough with her time to join us at Your Service on KMOX tonight at almost 9:08. Wendy, thank you very much for staying up and being on the show with us. How was your very first day back?
Interesting, Mike. I have to say, we had one of the first things that we got to see that was different this year in the House was you now see flags that are at all of the doors in our offices. Not all of them, but like if you choose to have them, you can have them now because last year we could not have them. So that was just a nice thing to start our session off with, is having those flags in the hallways like the Senate. The Senate was allowed to do it, but the House was not. So,
well, hang on for a second. I didn't know about that. Why were you not allowed to have them last year?
That was just the rules. And as a freshman, I just thought, okay, this is how it's supposed to go. I got to, you know, kind of figure this, you know, lots of stuff out. But, yeah, we didn't have flags, and we weren't not allowed to have them. And so, you know, when people come for pictures or, you know, you want to, you know, see the House offices, our House, we weren't allowed to have them. But you go over in the Senate, and they have them, you know, proudly, you know, out. And I think they're beautiful, and it's just, you know, a great sight to see. And, you know, it honors the people who served our country. And so, you know, I'm glad and happy to have them back.
That's very cool. Well, I mean, you touched on it. That last year you were a freshman. So last year when you went in, a year ago at this time, you were still, I'm sure, pretty wide-eyed and trying to figure out, okay, what's this going to be like? I know people had told you, and I know you'd spent a lot of time at the Capitol kind of prepping for what you were about to do. But how was today different than this time a year ago when you walked in for your very first time?
Well, I have a lot better idea of what I'm doing. Last year, it was kind of like I had the idea in theory, but now I've actually done it. You know, I've been on the House floor. I've spoken on the House floor. I've, you know, met with muscle lobbyists. I know many of them. And so it's just a totally different ballgame. And it's kind of like coming back and you're really good friends, and some you even consider family. You know, you're seeing them again. You haven't seen them in a while. And so, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling to come back.
Now, you don't really have new people, I guess. Well, you may have a couple of new members. I didn't know if anybody went away over the course and any seats got filled. But typically, you're coming back, and this is an election year. Last year was not. So you keep pretty much the same people. Do you change offices, or do you keep the same office of where you were?
We could keep our same office.
Okay. I kind of figured it would work that way.
There's a few people who've, you know, changed around, but for the most part, I kept my office. Most people do.
So what was the big story today, other than getting flags, of course, which I think is a nice touch, but other than window dressing, for lack of a better term, what was the big thing that happened today?
The speaker came and he talked and he, you know, opened our the house and the session up this morning. And so, you know, he kind of talked about some of the things that, you know, we are working on. Although we, behind the scenes, you know, we've already been back. I met for Appropriations Committee in December. So, like, I've already been back and doing some work that we didn't do last year, obviously. So we're already getting started. But, I mean, some of the, you know, big issues that we really worked on last year and just couldn't get them through, we're going to, you know, push again and try to get those. And we have a different strategy. So, you know, it's just all about kind of like teamwork. So I'm kind of optimistic as a freshman. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I see, you know, our leadership is coming together. Speaker Plocker and our majority leader, John Patterson, they're coming together and they're bringing us together, because I felt like our party was kind of dividing there for a while. And so I do feel a sense of, you know, at least they're trying to bring us back together.
So last year, you had a lot of things that they passed the House, but then mm-hmm. they kind of went to the Senate to die. And it's kind right. of been that way for, I guess, at least the last 2, maybe 3 years, that you've kind of seen the House is getting stuff done, then it goes to the Senate, and things just don't seem to move. Do you get a feeling that that is going to change this year, that the leadership of the House and the leadership of the Senate are going to be able to get these bills across the finish line? Or do you think it's going to be a repeat of last year?
Well, I can say that we're working on some, you know, good strategies that maybe, you know, the Senate will like some of the bills. Maybe the way we vet our bills and the way we send them through committees, maybe our bills will be better. And so they won't be, you know, like Christmas tree bills, you know, that just have everything tagged on, because then we send it to the Senate and they don't want that. You know, we do need to send good legislation in order to get our good legislation passed. So, you know, maybe our legislation was good in theory, but the legislation, you know, the way it was written was not. And so, you know, I'm not going to blame the Senate. I'm not one of those people that likes to do that. I'm just like, let's do a better job so that they can pass, you know, better legislation. They don't have an excuse to say we don't want to pass that because it was good.
So you're a state representative in St. Charles. You've got a large Republican, all Republican delegation from St. Yeah. Charles. And I know you folks tend to work pretty well together to get some mm-hmm. bills passed and get them through. What is Wendy Houseman hoping to get through the House in the 2024 session?
Well, I've got a few bills that are still, you know, I'm still working on getting written. But I've got a Uniform Child Abduction Prevention Act that I'm hoping to get passed. That's to protect children who are in divorce situations from, you know, parents just abducting them. And so, you know, hopefully it's happening in other states. It's a uniform law, so we'd be like the 11th state to enact it. So I'm hoping to get that one. I've also got the exemption of exemption tax for child care facilities, so that a child care facility would be considered like a nonprofit or like a school, so they wouldn't be taxed. I'm also working on removing the pink tax, which is the tax on feminine hygiene products as well as diapers. And, you know, we'll see what happens on that.
It's called a pink tax?
It's called a pink tax, Mike. And ladies of LBB are, you know, they wanted me to take that tax bill on. And so I said, you know what, I will do that. So we'll see what happens. It's, you know, they've tried to pass it in the House before. And Representative Phil Crisfinelli had, you know, worked on it. And then whenever the ladies of my organization, Little Black Book, they said, hey, would you consider it? And Phil said, sure, you take it. So I said, I'll try. So that's, you know, I'm excited to work because I've been, you know, a member of LBB for several years. It's a great organization in St. Charles County, and now it's growing, you know, all over the state. And so, you know, just to have the opportunity to do something with them, you know, it's kind of exciting.
An amazing organization, and a shout out to them, because I think they raised, I want to say, over 30,000 toys for Toys for Tots over this past holiday season. Didn't you get the most that you've ever done?
I can't remember how many they did in Illinois, because they collect the toys in Illinois as well.
Oh, I didn't even think about that part. But yeah.
Yeah, we're all over.
LBB, big organization. We're talking with Wendy Houseman. Hey, before I let you out of here, can you explain to folks, what is a life like, for a day in the life, if you will, for a state rep? So you guys, you show up on Monday. Do you go home Thursday? You go home Friday? Like, what's a week like that you're going to spend there on a normal week, not a first week back?
Well, last year is going to be a little different than this year. I mean, you know me, Mike, I like to work. I'm a hard worker. And so You know, usually we don't have to be here until about 2 o'clock to start, you know, our caucus, and then we go into session, you know, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. But they're already setting us up to be prepared to work, you know, most, you know, more of the earlier in the day in committees, because we want to get these bills. And like I said, they want these bills to be, you know, looked at a little bit more than we have in the past. And so, you know, going, I usually show up, you know, on Monday, probably I'll probably be here about, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. And then I usually don't leave until, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, because we have different events and different activities. And it's kind of that way all week long until about Thursday. We usually get done around, you know, a little after noon, early session. And I'm exhausted when I get home.
I bet. Well, I wish you the very best and everything that you have going on this year. I know at this point, everybody's pretty optimistic about where things are going to go. And I appreciate the fact that you're seeing less rhetoric towards each other in a negative manner. And people seem to be taking that same outlook of a positive outlook moving forward. So I wish you the very best. I always appreciate you making time, coming on the radio with us and just talking about what's going on. And hopefully we can check back with you as session continues to go on and get some updates. But in the meantime, I wish you the very best in the state capitol.
Well, thank you, Mike.
That is Wendy Houseman, state representative out of St. Charles County, and the session is off and running. We will see where we go from here. Cautiously optimistic is the term that we're using for the moment. We're going to talk with Jennifer Giles. Jennifer is communications with the Francis Howe School District, and they've got a unique program that they have kicked off there, and we'll let her tell you a little bit more about that. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. He started off playing the Under Pressure, and I'm like, wait, which Under Pressure is this? I'm just waiting for Ice Ice Baby to kick in just a little bit. But Ice Ice isn't going to happen until later on this week, because Maria said that we could actually have some snow. So it didn't show up on my weather app, but I trust her weather app better than my weather app. So we'll see where it's going to go. Hope that you're enjoying your new year. It's kicking off well. We'll talk about some New Year's resolutions and hot stories of 2023 as we go on a little bit later on in this hour. But I wanted to invite Jennifer Giles to join us. She is the District Communications Chief Communications Officer at Francis Howe School District. Jennifer, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike, and thank you so much for having me on at 9:30 on a school night.
Sorry about that. I appreciate you staying up and being on with us. You know, I was reading through the paper earlier today, which is something that I never do, but I just happened to see, you know, Francis Howe has made a lot of news lately, and we are not going to talk about some of that news. I know a lot of stuff that has happened with the board lately. That's a board decision. So I'm going to let the board talk about that, and I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to answer for board decisions. But I saw this program that I had never heard of, and I was surprised that I had never heard of it, and I was a little embarrassed that I hadn't heard of it. But Francis Howe has a program, and the headline said, Francis Howe program takes taxpayers inside the schools. And I'm like, I know Jennifer. I'm going to give her a call, and I want to find out a little bit more about this. And I thought, well, if I want to know, there's probably some other people that would like to know more about this, too. So tell me a little bit about this program, and how did it come about?
Yeah, happy to. So you probably haven't heard about it because it is a new program in the district. We actually launched it this fall, and the purpose is really to engage residents in the work of the district. And so sort of like that headline said, we're essentially sending adults back to school, and it's designed to be an immersive, hands-on program. It takes place over 9 months, and so participants come in one day a month for a full day of learning. And so by the end of the program, the hope is that they really understand really all the things that go into different school district decisions. So they'll learn what we're teaching in classrooms and how decisions are made. They'll learn about school finance. They'll experience what daily life is like for our teachers and support staff. They've already had the opportunity to sit behind the wheel of a school bus. Now they can't drive because they don't have a CDL, but they were able to do a pre-trip bus inspection just like our drivers do. They got to serve lunch in a school cafeteria and have lunch with children, help clean up in the way the custodians do. So really, literally every aspect of running a school district of our size. And the goal is not to just bring them in for hours of presentation, but to really give them experiences alongside our students and staff so that they have that inside look and that firsthand knowledge about what's going on. And in terms of how it came about, you know, if you think back a couple of years ago in the middle of the COVID pandemic, you know, at that time, all public schools were telling families, parents, anyone, you know, you have to stay away. We have to keep kids safe. And so planning for this has really been in the works for a couple of years. We were finally able to get it off the ground this year. But the idea was really, you know, especially at the same time that nationally public education was becoming more politicized and people were wondering what's really going on in the classroom, what are our kids being taught? And it's kind of this convergence of those two ideas coming out of this post-COVID world and at the same time having these sort of national trends in education. We thought, let's do something where we can really bring people in to see for themselves what's going on. And I can't take credit for the model. I know, Mike, you're familiar with the Vision Leadership Program.
Yeah.
So we kind of stole that model, which really looks at the entire county, as you know, for that one day in-depth day of learning. And we said, why don't we just do that, but just focused around education so that these folks really emerge here with a solid understanding of what we do in a school district of our size.
So how many people are actually in this program?
So we had about 60 people apply for this year's program, and we accepted 29. And the only reason we couldn't take them all, like think about, you know, we want them to be out experiencing things in our classrooms, in our buildings. It's, you know, 60 felt like too many to really manage in terms of the spaces we have. So we have 29 that are going through this, we call it a cohort. So this will be the class of 2024. They'll graduate at the end of May. And it's really a mix of we have parents, we have grandparents, we have taxpayers who don't have any kids in the district. We have business leaders, business owners. We have a chamber president, a fire chief, members of a couple of different political action groups. And it's really a wide range of ages. We have, I think, our youngest class member in their late 20s and our oldest in their late 70s. And so our goal was to kind of bring together this really diverse group with lots of different experiences and perspectives. And I think we were able to achieve that. And I hope we'll be able to have a similar cohort next year.
So they're going to do this every month for 9 months.
That's right.
And are they going to go to different schools? I mean, are you going to see elementary, middle school, high school? Is that kind of how you're going to walk them through?
Yeah, so we set it up where there's a different theme for each monthly program day. So the very first session, we had an opening reception in September, and then October was a, we called it School Spirit Day. It was really, we put everyone on a big yellow school bus, and we took them in the course of one day around our entire district, which spans 150 square miles. And we didn't go in every building. I think we went in maybe 6 different buildings that day. But they were able to see just how vast of a geographical area that our district spans. And then we had different things planned, you know, so there was an elementary school stop. For example, we went out to Daniel Boone. They got to tour that elementary school. Then we went over at one point, we stopped at Cosley Elementary and they met the kids outside. They do something there called it's a house sorting activity. If you're familiar with Harry Potter, it's kind of a riff off of that idea, but they actually sorted our class participants into different houses. They went over to the high school. We had a band out there. So it really was a lot of fun. But at the same time, as they're on the bus driving from place to place, they were learning about each school and the kind of the different feel of each school, what they're kind of known for, getting lots of facts and history about the district. So it was a very jam-packed day. But that really served as the foundation. So they at least kind of understood. Because, again, some of them don't have kids in our district at all. Some do, but they're only at one or two schools. And so, you know, we have 23 schools in Francis Howell and just wanted to familiarize themselves so that they would have that basis. They came back then in October for what we called Co-Curricular Student Experiences Day. And that was really about, you know, all the opportunities we provide to students beyond a typical classroom experience. So they got to tour the Lewis and Clark Career Center. They met with some of our CAP students. We went over to the EDC. You know, they got to see a lot of sort of the partnerships that we have in the community and actually talk with students directly about their plans and their experiences. then November, gosh, I don't even know what month we were on now, November, we had Operations and Transportation Day. That's where they did a lot of the school bus stuff, got to serve lunch in the cafeteria, as I mentioned, a lot of those sort of behind-the-scenes sorts of things. And then just today, we had our fourth program day, which was People and Leadership Day. And so that was really centered on really our HR function, how we hire people. They got to interview some. They weren't real candidates, but they basically sit through a job selection process. Here's how we hire in Francis Howell. They got to decide on how to make that salary offer, how we think about how we know how many teachers to hire based on class sizes. So they're really engaging. They're doing very similar work to what our, you know, our full-time staff do every day. So they're experiencing it right alongside them.
We're talking with Jennifer Giles. She is the Chief Communications Officer of Francis Howell School District. I love how you're putting opposing groups together on this, because it seems like over the past 2-3 years, since COVID especially, school districts have just become the epicenter of controversy, and everybody has kind of latched on to that, and you've got opposing groups that tend to fight each other on a regular basis. But you've got particularly two different groups in Francis Howell, with Francis Howell Families and Francis Howell Forward. They look at schools completely differently. If you listen to the rhetoric that they tend to put out publicly, how has that gone in putting these different groups together who are part of your parent group, if you will?
Yeah, and I guess to be clear, you know, we don't ask for that information when people apply. You know, we're not looking to have a balance of political action groups or to even have this be political at all. We just, you know, we know who's in the community. We know that we do have those. So that particular part wasn't necessarily an intent. It's just our reality. I will say it has been, so far, it's been great. You know, I think any conversations have been really respectful. Up till this point, it has been a lot of, you know, the schedule is jam-packed. So the participants, you know, we're sharing so much information and they're experiencing things right alongside. There's not a lot of back and forth between participants. They are working on a class project as a group, and there's sort of three small groups within that larger class project. And they're starting to have more small group time. But it's been an overwhelmingly positive experience. I think, you know, one of the hopes for this program is that by just learning more about the district and each other as individuals, that we can have civil conversations, even if not everyone agrees. And I think, you know, what has been evident to me is, you know, I don't plan every single day. We have a lot of people that plan these. Today, I got to really kind of sit back. And at the end of the day, everyone is here for kids. And I think, you know, people might have a different way of approaching different things, but I think everyone's heart is in the right place. And everyone is really, you know, engaged in this district because they want to do what they feel is right by kids. And I think the more we can engage with one another, I think the more opportunity for understanding.
So class projects and everything, you really have completely ripped off the Vision St. Charles Leadership Program, haven't you?
We really did.
Nice job.
We really did. And it's funny, I did call Mark Hollander before. I said, hey, before I go too far, are you okay if I borrow your model? And I'm actually in Vision this year. So I'm experiencing the Vision program as we're, you know, launching our program at the same time. So it's been really cool, and to have that resource and be able to draw from the success of that program. And I got his permission, and I will always credit him.
I'm going to laugh if you start having best class ever as part of your thing. The same way, for those of you who don't know, Vision Leadership in St. Charles, they have every class calls themselves best class ever. And they've been doing that for well over 20 years. So
right. It's
very funny. And shout out to Erica Land, by the way. You mentioned the CAPS program, which is just an amazing program. And I love the fact that seeing our high school students who are getting involved in that and just what that program does and the exposure that it brings. So just you mentioned it, so I wanted to give a shout out while we were doing that. Hey, I wanted to pick your brain real quick just to kind of talk about what else is going on at the Francis Howell School District. Obviously, this is a program that just caught my eye, so I wanted to talk about that because I thought it was a unique program, and I appreciate the fact of sort of pulling the curtain back, if you will, of what's going on inside schools. And I think sunlight on things always is a great antiseptic, and it tends to make sure that everybody understands, hey, we're being transparent. Come in and right. see what we're doing. Learn about it, because it really does take a lot of the questions away. It gets people out of echo chambers, depending on whatever side that they're on, and it lets them really see what's going on. So Francis yeah. Howell School District, over 17,000 students, one of the largest school districts that we have in the state of Missouri. What else do you have going on that you'd like to talk about, just to give you an opportunity?
Yeah, well, today was our first day back for students and teachers after what I would say is a well-deserved winter break. So we're just getting back in the swing of things to wrap up first semester. Our high school students are gearing up to take final exams next week. I think some of them are probably hoping and praying for a snow day. they won't get out of those. They'll have to be rescheduled if that happens. We just wrapped up an amazing fall sports and activities season. We had several state championship appearances, brought home a state championship.
Congratulations.
Yes, amazing. Journalism and music programs continue to be nationally recognized. I think looking ahead, as we move into the spring semester, we're going to host a couple of Citizens Roundtable events in the next few months. That's a model you may recall from last year. We used that to really engage the community and problem solve around some topics. I think we had one focused on Prop S, one around transportation, and then college and career readiness. So those were really, we got a lot of great feedback on that, and want to be able to bring some of those back this spring and kind of again engage. We usually have 100 or so people that come out, and so I'd invite all your listeners, if you're in the Francis Howell School District, sign up for our email list so you can be notified when those happen. And you don't have to have kids in the district. You just have to, we know that people who don't have kids in the district are still invested in the success of the district. And we are trying to find more ways to engage those folks. And, and I think we're seeing more of that involvement, but I think the more people we can get to the table to help kind of problem solve, get input, the better. And then really the next thing coming up, the board and the superintendent are going to be launching a strategic planning process here in the next couple of months. Finance team's working on the budget. HR is really gearing up to start hiring. We're always looking for excellent teachers, paraprofessionals, custodians, substitutes, all of those good things. So it's just a lot of the, as we kind of turn that looking, it seems crazy to think about it already in January, but we're already thinking about next school year, and a lot of that planning really happens now. As we look ahead to make sure we're in the best position possible.
That is Jennifer Giles. She is the Francis Howell Chief Communications Officer. I know it's a school night, so I appreciate you staying up and doing that interview with us tonight. Congratulations on just doing some innovative programs and by putting people inside the school. I love seeing stuff like that go on, and hopefully we can get an update with you later on how the program is progressing and just anything else that's going on at Francis Howell. We'll look forward to checking in with you a little bit later on. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, and thanks for highlighting the program, and we'd be happy to talk to you later or maybe even get one of our participants on to talk with you about their experience and, what they learned going through the program. That could be cool for people to hear, too.
I love that idea. So we will plan on that. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day at school tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
That's Jennifer Giles, Francis Howell School District. The students are back in. One of the things she talked about it, Matt Swanson, who's on the St. Charles County Council with me, he is a teacher at the Fort Zumwalt School District. And he was talking about something the other day, and Jennifer mentioned it. Kids are back and they're getting ready to take their finals. And I went, wait, what? You're going to take your finals? So a lot of these school districts have moved their finals for last semester to this week. And I thought, man, I'm glad that didn't happen to me when I was in school, because I forgot everything over the Christmas break. That was a flush time, right? So I'm clean in the mind. Everything that I knew there, I would have forgotten. But they've got kids who come back now, and they take these finals after that. So hope some of them did some studying over the Christmas break. I know that was probably few and far between, but that's where we are. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in schools now that didn't happen before, and there's a lot more people paying attention to what's going on in schools than they probably ever have before. Could be a good thing. It's always good to find out what's going on. My name is Mike Elam. You are listening to At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Stick around.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
That's your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight. appreciate all our guests who have joined us so far. We've got a few minutes left here. I wanted to kind of bring Matt in and get your opinion on some of these. So I was looking at CNN's top digital stories of 2023, and I was noticing their list, and I thought these were going to be like the others, that they went chronologically. No, they actually use this by how the stories were, how many people read, watched, or listened to a story.
What about how many people read the headline and didn't read the article?
Well, there you go. I guess as long as they did that, I don't know how they did the click-throughs. Don't get into the weeds with me. I didn't go that much research, man. I just pulled it up. It's a headline, right? Work with me. That's where we are as a nation. We just do the headlines. We really don't get into the weeds. That's how it works anymore. Details don't matter. We just read the headline and then form a very uninformed opinion that we feel strongly about, and then we yell it all the time. Welcome to the United States of America. So I thought it was interesting. The number one story that they talked about was Damar Hamlin's health update story. So I guess it was January 1st of last year is when he actually had the heart attack on the field, when he took the shot to the chest and ended up, for all practical purposes, dying on the field. And then they brought him back while he was there. So that was the number one story that people paid attention to. And I think it was that way because it lasted over a few days. Like, we were watching what's the progress, and watching Damar Hamlin come back and see where he was going to be. One of the stories that I had kind of forgotten about was the missing Titanic subcrew killed in the catastrophic explosion. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
So I had forgotten about that. That's where we are, right? So that was in June when that happened.
Okay.
So they went down, for those who may have forgotten, they actually had that sub that went down to explore the Titanic. And they thought for a while, at least the story said, they thought that they may have survived. And they were sending these crews to go look. But it turned out that they pretty much knew right away, because there was a boom that they heard, and they knew these folks were gone. Yeah. But they let us hang on for days watching the story, which is probably why it got such high numbers. Of course, one of the biggest stories was Kevin McCarthy winning the House speakership. And it only took 15 votes for him to actually win. And then it only took Matt Gaetz to bring him down. So I didn't see where that story was, but it didn't make the top 10 of. So it made the top 10 of him making the speaker, but him losing the speakership didn't make the same amount, probably because there were 15 votes that they had to go through in multiple days to get there. Matthew Perry died this year.
Oh, yeah.
So
not too long ago.
Yeah. October 28th. So earlier this year, I listened to this summer, as a matter of fact, my wife and I were on a trip. And we've gotten to the point where we start listening to books on tape. Well, they're not books on tape anymore, but it's Odyssey or Audible, and listening to the app. And we listened to his book. And then in October, he died. I was like, wow, I just finished listening to that. And if you haven't read his book, if you read his book, you will probably be amazed that he lived as long as he did. Because that man put his body through stuff I can't believe. He was taking, they said at one point, 51 Vicodins at a time.
On the set of the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want to see, so Matthew Perry was drinking a handle of vodka. A handle. So that's bigger than a fifth, right? So he was drinking a handle of vodka a day. If you look at him on the set of Friends, you can tell when he was doing the pills and when he was doing the drinking. He got heavy when he was drinking. He got skinny when he was on the pills. So as you watch the seasons of Friends, you can tell where he was in his addiction phase at the time. And it's just amazing to see everything that he kind of went through. Obviously, some of the other big stories, the Trump indictment that happened on the business charges that went through, the Wagner Group being shot down in a plane. So do you remember this? You had the revolt that happened in Russia.
Yeah.
And the Wagner Group actually had that. And the head of the Wagner Group, he stopped the invasion, that he was going to Moscow. He stopped. It looked like he and Putin had come to an understanding. right up to the point where his plane went down mysteriously.
Mike, you're really bringing me down with these stories. It's Titanic or submarines going missing, Matthew Perry dying in a hot tub. And
I was trying to see if there was something nice that happened. A 9-year-old goes missing on a camping trip. Tucker Carlson out at Fox. The Chinese zoo, sun bears, viral controversy. I don't remember that.
I don't know that.
Chinese zoo sun bears. The Chinese zoo denies its sun bears are people in costume. Oh, I do remember that now.
They walk in their two legs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
So they were talking about these. When it said sun bears, I'm like, what are sun bears? So that's what it was. There was this Chinese zoo, and they really thought that it was people who were actually dressed
it
up like that.
It.
We'll talk about some other stories when we come back. We need to get another break in here real quick. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We've only got a couple of minutes left here before we get out. So it's funny, Matt was just saying, is there any good stories that's there? And no is the answer. So we didn't pay any attention, I guess, to anything good that happened. So Prince Charles became King Charles. That coronation happened this year. So even though the Queen died last year and he was officially named King, he wasn't the official king, I guess, until the coronation happened. So that was a big story.
That was the highlight of my year, Mike.
Exactly. I had no interest. I wasn't watching that. I forgot about Lisa Marie Presley died. So Elvis Presley's daughter died this past year. I had forgotten that actually happened. It was funny just looking through stories and trying to see, you know, what are the big things? Lots of shootings. We like to shoot people, evidently, so we have that going on. But I thought it was interesting. There was a story about, and I had forgotten about this. I don't even know if I remember seeing this story, talking about while they were doing handshakes of the Bowling Green Memphis girls basketball game, one of the Memphis players clocked the girl from Bowling Green while they were going through the line, and the Memphis police actually arrested her for assault. I'm like, wow, that's sportsmanship. It's a big thing, evidently not at Memphis.
I did not hear about that one.
I didn't remember seeing that story either, but I thought, wow, okay, that was it. There were some tropical storms that they hit, Hurricane Hillary that went through, that happened there. So obviously the Israeli-Hamas war is the big story that happened there. Who knows what's going to happen in 2024? I didn't make any New Year's resolutions. Did you?
I'm trying to do no soda for as long as I can.
Well, there you go. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
I'm going to drink more water and hopefully lose about 60 pounds.
Oh, good luck.
Although it's not necessarily a resolution. It's just I need to get my jaw wired. That's pretty much how that's going to happen. Hey, I'm going to be back here on January 11th. I have no idea what's going to happen between now and then, but I hope you have a fantastic 2024, and I look forward to talking to you on the radio again soon. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight. Appreciate all our guests who have joined us so far. We've got a few minutes left here. I wanted to kind of bring Matt in and get your opinion on some of these. So I was looking at CNN's top digital stories of 2023, and I was noticing their list, and I thought these were going to be like the others, that they went chronologically. No, they actually use this by how many people read, watched, or listened to a story.
What about how many people read the headline and didn't read the article?
Well, there you go. I guess as long as they did that, I don't know how they did the click-throughs. Don't get into the weeds with me. I didn't go that much research, man. I just pulled it up. It's a headline, right? Work with me. That's where we are as a nation. We just do the headlines. We really don't get into the weeds. That's how it works anymore. Details don't matter. We just read the headline and then form a very uninformed opinion that we feel strongly about, and then we yell it all the time. Welcome to the United States of America. So I thought it was interesting. The number one story that they talked about was Damar Hamlin's health update story. So I guess it was January 1st of last year is when he actually had the heart attack on the field, when he took the shot to the chest and ended up, for all practical purposes, dying on the field. And then they brought him back while he was there. So that was the number one story that people paid attention to. And I think it was that way because it lasted over a few days. Like, we were watching what's the progress, and watching Damar Hamlin come back and see where he was going to be. One of the stories that I had kind of forgotten about was the missing Titanic subcrew killed in the catastrophic explosion. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
So I had forgotten about that. That's where we are, right? So that was in June when that happened.
Okay.
So they went down, for those who may have forgotten, they actually had that sub that went down to explore the Titanic. And they thought for a while, at least the story said, they thought that they may have survived. And they were sending these crews to go look. But it turned out that they pretty much knew right away, because there was a boom that they heard, and they knew these folks were gone. Yeah. But they let us hang on for days watching the story, which is probably why it got such high numbers. Of course, one of the biggest stories was Kevin McCarthy winning the House speakership. And it only took 15 votes for him to actually win. And then it only took Matt Gaetz to bring him down. So I didn't see where that story was, but it didn't make the top 10 of. So it made the top 10 of him making the speaker, but him losing the speakership didn't make the same amount, probably because there were 15 votes that they had to go through in multiple days to get there. Matthew Perry died this year.
Oh, yeah.
So
not too long ago.
Yeah. October 28th. So earlier this year, I listened to this summer, as a matter of fact, my wife and I were on a trip. And we've gotten to the point where we start listening to books on tape. Well, they're not books on tape anymore, but it's Odyssey or Audible, and listening to the app. And we listened to his book. And then in October, he died. I was like, wow, I just finished listening to that. And if you haven't read his book, if you read his book, you will probably be amazed that he lived as long as he did. Because that man put his body through stuff I can't believe. He was taking, they said at one point, 51 Vicodins at a time.
On the set of the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want to see, so Matthew Perry was drinking a handle of vodka. A handle. So that's bigger than a fifth, right? So he was drinking a handle of vodka a day. If you look at him on the set of Friends, you can tell when he was doing the pills and when he was doing the drinking. He got heavy when he was drinking. He got skinny when he was on the pills. So as you watch the seasons of Friends, you can tell where he was in his addiction phase at the time. And it's just amazing to see everything that he kind of went through. Obviously, some of the other big stories, the Trump indictment that happened on the business charges that went through, the Wagner Group being shot down in a plane. So do you remember this? You had the revolt that happened in Russia.
Yeah.
And the Wagner Group actually had that. And the head of the Wagner Group, he stopped the invasion that he was going to Moscow. He stopped. It looked like he and Putin had come to an understanding right up to the point where his plane went down mysteriously.
Mike, you're really bringing me down with these stories. Titanic or submarines going missing, Matthew Perry dying in a hot tub. And
I was trying to see if there was something nice that happened. A 9-year-old goes missing trip. Tucker Carlson out at Fox. The Chinese zoo sun bears. Viral controversy. I don't remember that.
I don't know that.
Chinese zoo sun bears. The Chinese zoo denies its sun bears are people in costume.
They walk on their two legs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
So they were talking about when it said sun bears, I'm like, what are sun bears? So that's what it was. There was this Chinese zoo, and they really thought that it was people who were actually dressed up like that. We'll talk about some other stories when we come back. We need to get another break in here real quick. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We've only got a couple of minutes left here before we get out. So it's funny, Matt was just saying, is there any good stories that's there? And no is the answer. So we didn't pay any attention, I guess, to anything good that happened. So Prince Charles became King Charles. That coronation happened this year. So even though the Queen died last year and he was officially named King, he wasn't the official king, I guess, until the coronation happened. So that was a big story.
That was the highlight of my year, Mike.
Exactly. That's I had no interest. I wasn't watching that. I forgot about Lisa Marie Presley died. So Elvis Presley's daughter died this past year. I had forgotten that actually happened. It was funny just looking through stories and trying to see, you know, what are the big things? Lots of shootings. We like to shoot people, evidently, so we have that going on. But I thought it was interesting. There was a story about, and I had forgotten about this. I don't even know if I remember seeing this story, talking about while they were doing handshakes of the Bowling Green Memphis girls basketball game, one of the Memphis players clocked the girl from Bowling Green while they were going through the line, and the Memphis police actually arrested her for assault. I'm like, wow, that's sportsmanship. It's a big thing, evidently not at Memphis.
I did not hear about that one.
I didn't remember seeing that story either, but I thought, wow, okay, that was it. There were some tropical storms that they hit, Hurricane Hillary that went through, that happened there. So obviously the Israeli-Hamas war is the big story that happened there. Who knows what's going to happen in 2024? I didn't make any New Year's resolutions. Did you?
I'm trying to do no soda for as long as I can.
Well, there you go. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
I'm going to drink more water and hopefully lose about 60 pounds.
Oh, good luck.
Although it's not necessarily a resolution. It's just I need to get my jaw wired. That's pretty much how that's going to happen. Hey, I'm going to be back here on January 11th. I have no idea what's going to happen between now and then, but I hope you have a fantastic 2024, and I look forward to talking to you on the radio again soon. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.